is a serious matter, and it's a straightforward matter for anyone to set up a probe and ensure that the monies are accounted for and are reported. And Papua New Guinea Teachers Association now calls on the Prime Minister and the respective relevant departments of finance and treasury to investigate the missing 50 million tina. This is a very big amount of money that's supposed to have gone to help our children. Instead, that has gone to ghost schools. Well, there should be no ghost schools. Education departments should have a register of schools in the country, and there should be no ghost schools at all.
For those people who may not understand this concept of ghost schools, I mean, can you explain it to us in a little more detail and how that money could have been sucked up by these ghost schools?
Let me start this way, that the education department is the only department in the country that receives recommendations from provinces to register schools. So there should be a registered master register of schools in the country. And there is no excuse for education department or for that matter, the Ministry of Education, to say that there are ghost schools. But if you have a register of schools, then you should have distributed the TFF funds to the schools throughout the country according to the register of schools.
So you have warned the government prior to this. I mean, you've been warning them, I think, on a number of occasions that money was leaking out in the wrong direction. Why haven't they reacted before now, do you think?
Absolutely. We've stated our position very clearly over the last 3 years that the education department should collect the data for the schools and data for students, data for teachers, data for infrastructure, classrooms, and school learning and teaching materials. There should be data collected by education department to ensure that the government delivers its policy on tuition fee for children of this country.
Do you think that the government is actually going to do anything at all about this, though? At the moment, they seem to be showing a certain degree of reluctance to even look at the questions that you're posing.
Yes, what you're proposing may have some cost implications, but would the cost climb up to 100 million or 50 million? Definitely not. What you're saying is the relevancy to establish facts about the unaccounted funds has to be exposed so that those involved can be dealt with. This is a very big amount of public fund that is earmarked for children of this country. And you just cannot ignore it. You just cannot put it under the carpet. This is a very big amount of money, public money.
If you don't see any movement as far as the government is concerned on this issue, I mean, what would your next step be as an association?
We hope to lobby around the stakeholders and the parents in the country to ensure that the government carry out some probe to ensure that the truth of the distribution of TFF fund and the missing unaccounted funds of 50 million or even more can be established so that everybody appreciates how this money went unaccounted for in the distribution of the TFF in Papua New Guinea.